Hebrews chapter 7.
It was this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of God Most High, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. It was to him that Abraham gave a tenth of everything. First, the translation of his name means King of Righteousness. Then he is also King of Salem, that is, King of Peace. He is without father, without mother, without ancestors, with neither beginning of days nor end of life. And resembling the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. See how great this man was to whom the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of the things that he had taken in battle. The descendants of Levi, who receive the priestly office, have a command, according to the law, to collect tithes from the people, that is, from their brothers, even though they too are descended from Abraham. But Melchizedek, whose descent was not traced from them, received tithes from Abraham and blessed him, the one who had the promises. There is no denying that the lesser person is blessed by the greater person. In this case, mortal men receive tithes, but in that case, it is testified that he lives on. And, in a manner of speaking, Levi, who received tithes, also paid tithes through Abraham, because Levi was in the body of his ancestor when Melchizedek met Abraham. Now, if perfection were possible through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need would there have been for another priest to arise after the manner of Melchizedek, and not be considered to be after the manner of Aaron? For when the priesthood is changed, the law must also be changed. For the one about whom these things are said belongs to another tribe, from which no one has ever served at the altar. Now clearly it is from Judah that our Lord was born, a tribe that Moses never mentioned concerning priests. What we say is even clearer when another priest arises in the likeness of Melchizedek. This one became a priest, not based on a law of physical requirement, but by the power of an everlasting life. For Scripture witnesses about him, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." For not only has the former command been set aside because it is weak and useless, for the law made nothing perfect, but also a better hope is introduced, through which we come near to God. And it was not without an oath. Others became priests without any oath, but he became a priest with an oath by the one who said to him, "The Lord has sworn, and he will not change his mind. You are a priest forever." By this also Jesus has given the guarantee of a better covenant. The former priests were many in number, since death prevented them from continuing in office. But because Jesus continues to live forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is also able to save completely those who approach God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. For it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, who is holy, innocent, pure, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. He does not need, unlike the high priests, to offer up daily sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. He did this once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests men who have weaknesses, but the word of the oath, which came after the law, appointed a son who has been made perfect forever.